With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump is miffed at the Harris campaign over her pledge not to tax tips to restaurant and other service industry workers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend in Las Vegas, the vice president promised to work to eliminate federal taxes on tips paid to restaurant and other service industry employees. Turns out that's a promise Donald Trump made 2 months ago, also at a Las Vegas rally. The former president is now accusing Harris of copying his pledge and claims on social media that Harris, quote, has no ideas, she can only steal from me. He calls the no taxes on tips policy a Trump idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Nguyen Kim reports on a heat wave sweeping across Europe linked to a massive wildfire in Greece.
A wildfire near Greece's capital is darkening the sky over Athens. More than 250 firefighters are battling the blaze, along with nearly 20 aircraft. June and July were the hottest ever recorded in Greece, with warnings of more wildfires next week. Authorities have issued a red alert for half of the country. At Rome's Trevi Fountain, tourists are using handheld fans and the local natural remedy, gelato, to keep themselves cool. Cities across Italy have also been placed on red alert, as weather forecasters predicted this weekend to be the hottest yet this year.
We've come here at the hottest weekend, and I am very struggling.
Authorities say the heat wave is expected to last for at least another 10 days. I'm Nayan Kim.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain have endorsed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas, and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid. In a joint statement released today, they endorsed the latest push by many countries. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. A unique pro-life event is coming in the fall. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It's called the Across America Relay, and it will feature runners and walkers converging on Kansas City from the north, south, east, and west. The relay runners are set to arrive in the city on October 19th, and organizers say the event is designed to make the unborn visible and convince people to support them. The runners and walkers will stop and pray for unborn babies and their mothers along the way, while others will line the route with pro-life signs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa can enforce a book ban this school year following a ruling by a federal appeals court. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a district judge's earlier decision that temporarily halted key parts of the law, including a ban on books containing pornographic images in school libraries and classrooms. The law, which the Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Kim Reynolds approved last year, also forbids teachers from raising sexual orientation. This is SRN News. The Pentagon is sending more military hardware to the Middle East amid rising tensions in the region. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a guided missile submarine to the Mideast as the U.S. and other allies push Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement. The Defense Department also said that Austin told the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. Tensions in the region have escalated since the assassination of the top Hamas political leader and a senior Hezbollah commander. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Footage of the ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop plunging while in a flat spin sent shockwaves across Brazil. All 62 people aboard died, including 8 doctors and at least 2 of them that were headed for an oncology conference to sharpen their knowledge about a disease that kills tens of thousands of Brazilians every year. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.